File 7 Values, Competencies and Anticipated Outcomes of Teaching Economics. First, Values of Teaching Economics. Aims and Values. Aims are based on philosophical consideration and values on reality. Values are the outcomes of results achieved after teaching according to aims. Aims are ideals which are not based on experiments. Values, on the other hand, spring as a result of experimentation or after them into practice. Classification of values in economics. First, cultural values. Second, disciplinary values. Third, practical values. Fourth, social values. First, cultural values of teaching economics. Economics activity, one of the most important domains of economics, in is an important aspect of a nation as well as of an individual. It explains the nature of the society and its special aspect of national prosperity. Economics attempts to relate production with consumption. Appropriate national economy policy, fair dealing in economic activities and pleasant manners all go to make up a good culture tract of the individual in commercial field. Several philanthropists in India, philanthropists, philanthropists in India from the business community have set up a large number of cultural and educational institutions in the country. Disciplinary values. The word discipline has a special connotation in an economic activity. It is not in terms of order and authority. It is to be interpreted in terms of intellectual trait only. A study of economics helps to develop the powers of knowing, understanding and application. It also develops certain skills, how to write good business letter and how to spend etc. Practical values. Practical values related more to the needs of various occupations at different variable in the hierarchy of employment, from clerical and management level. Social values. The study of economics should enable an individual to appreciate that man is a social being and he must play an important role in bringing about social process. Bad economic dealing, corrupt methods, smuggling and tax evasions are examples of antisocial values which should be avoided as outcomes of a study of economics. Profit motives should not be the end and be all of all businesses, enterprises. Second, development of competencies in the students studying economics. The fulfillment of the objectives of teaching economics to students who pass out the senior secondary school lies in the development of the following competencies in them. First, competency of earning and consuming. Second, competency to understand the use of knowledge of economics in day-to-day personal life. Third, competency in undertaking one's own economic enterprises. Fourth, competency of occupation or vocational change. Fifth, competency to pursue more than one economic activity. Sixth, competency of pursue a specialized vocation. Seven, competency to understand the economic issue facing the nation. Eight, competency to take up responsibility as an active, constructive, cooperative and creative member of the society. Nine, competency in participating in economic and business life of the society. 10. Competency in participating intelligently and relationally in political and social life of the society. 11. Competency in pursuing higher education. Third, anticipated outcomes of teaching of economics. The anticipated outcomes of teaching of economics are in terms of the following. First, development of understanding in the students. Second, development of desirable attitudes in the students. Third, development of essential skills in the students. Development of understanding in the students. The subject of economic abounds in facts. It is therefore very necessary to highlight or draw attention to the more significant facts. Generalization of end principles, commonly known as understandings. For instance, a child that practices good manners and habits is loved by all, both at home and school. Or man has to depend upon community for a way for satisfy his daily needs. Or the understanding that one has to develop through the lesson on good manners or national and international trade respectively. It our teaching is not to result in mere transmission of unrelated and isolated facts. It is an important task of the teacher to help the child to receive various facts in their proper perspective or in their relative importance. It should be the endeavor of the teacher to help the children in developing important concepts of understanding by providing them enough experiences in and outside the class. It has been a common experience that properly developed concepts and understandings are retained longer in our minds than the host of unrelated and unorganized facts that are memorized for the purpose of examinations. Understandings include the following. First, making the child understand his environment so as to enable him to adjust better with his social and cultural environment. Second, in bring the child understands social concept to family, community, state and nation. Third, enabling the child understand the world around him. Fourth, enabling the child develop an appreciation of social change. Fifth, enabling ENABLING. Enabling the child know the progress of society from primitive to the advanced change. 6. Acquainting, acquainting, acquainting the child about man's way of living, his significant achievement and the problems that he faces today. 7. Acquainting the child with social institution. 8. Helping the child understand how far economic conditions influence in molding the growth of society in different parts of the world. 9. Helping the child learn about vocational activities and opportunities. 4. Developing desirable attitude in the students. An attitude is a feeling developed toward an object or person or group or anything else. These attitudes lost through a lifetime. The facts that a child learns in the class may be forgotten, but these attitudes linger and mold his behavior pattern for all that is to follow. The child may forget the facts he learnt about the duties of policeman or postman, but feeling a friendliness he again for these public official will remain for life. The development of desirable attitudes and appreciation is an important aspect of any good education. The attitudes, appreciations, and habits are an inseparable part of the personality of an individual. All agree that it is the attitudes that matter more than anything else in behavior of a person. The development of the attitudes is, however, not to be attempted as a separate item by lecturing or preaching, preaching. It should be the nature outcome of all the discussions and activities carried on by the class. They are developed unknowingly. It is often said that attitudes are catch and not taught. The teacher should therefore be conscious of this aspect and reflect proper attitudes through his disposition and behavior, so that they are rightly adopted by the children under his charge. Desirable attitudes, EMPLY. First, developing attitudes to assume economic, social and civic responsibility, and thus making a child an active participant and an enlightened individual. Developing attitudes to act in accordance with democratic principles and values. Third, developing attitudes of personal responsibility civics and world mindedness, emotional maturity, intellectual integrity, aesthetic appreciation, and suspended judgment. Fourth, developing attitudes of patriotism, patriotism, cooperation and tolerance, tolerance, tolerance. Five, developing attitudes to appreciate the viewpoints of others and making one's own contribution. Fifth, skill in teaching of economics. Importance of skills in the teaching of economics. The importance of acquiring skill in a subject is gradually being recognized. L.P. Jacks has traced his aspect in these words: the human body is naturally skilled, hungry, and until that hunger is satisfied, it will be ill at ease, craving for something it has not got, and skilling its satisfaction in external existencement with exhaust its vitality and diminish its capability for joy. Short of skill, the perfect health even of body is impossible. James High of the University of California states that a skill is the wherewithal, wherewithal, to gain an end. Meaning of a skill. According to Webster's New Dictionary, skill is the ability to use one's knowledge effectively and readily in execution of performance, technique, expertness, a power or habit of doing any particular things completely. It is wrong to think that learning is entirely a mental process. All learning is influenced by psychological factors both within and outside the individual who is learning. At the same time, all learning is accompanied by these psychological factors. However, when the physical responses of the individual becomes more important and prominent, we can eat skill development. Intellectual, motor, and social skill. Professor Charles A. Bread, B-R-E-A-D, has analysis these skills as under. First, skill is methods of obtaining access of information, use of libraries and institutions, B, use of encyclopedias, handbooks, documents, sources, authorities, statistical collections, etc. Second, skill in the sifting the materials and the discovery and determination of aesthetic evidence in the use of primary sources. Third, skill in the observation and description of contemporary occurrences in the school and community. Fourth, skill in method of handling information. A, in analysis, breaking down large themes of or massage of data into manageable units and penetrating to irreducible elements. B, in synthesis, combining elements, drawing inferences and calculations, and comparing with previous conclusions and inference, logical and systematic organization. C, in map and chart, making a graphical presentation. Fifth, skill is memorizing result of study with consciousness of application to new situations by exact reference and analogy. Six, skill is scientific method, inquiring spirit, patience, weighing evidence, tentative and passive conclusions. Mastery of skills. Mastery of a skill is said to be achieved when the skill can be performed when if something else was also in the mind of an individual. L.B. Douglas, D.A.U.G.L.A.S., T.B. Blanford, and R.L. Anderson, 1965, given a following example of mastery of skill. A teacher one had in class, a girl who was unusually expert in taking diction of the stenotype. She quite often was hired to record discussion and proceeding at conventions and important broad meetings. She had the reputation of never missing a word in her recording. Yet, while she was recording, she habitually also was reading a book or managing at the same time. She had developed her skill so highly that it was completely automatized. Her finger reached instantly when the sound of the voice reached her ears. She had actually found that her records were more accurate when she deliberately kept her mind off her work. The mastery formula for learning a skill may be expressed in three letters, TAS. T stands for techniques, A for accuracy, and S for speed. Some teachers prefer to reserve his order and believe in the efficiency of SAT. SAT. Example, speed, accuracy, and techniques. Following are the six steps to achieve mastery. First, pre-testing. Second, teaching. Third, teaching the result. Third, testing the result. Fourth, adapting the procedure. Fifth, reteaching. And sixth, retesting and continuing the procedure till a mastery is achieved. Eight principles of the achievement of skills. Happen McCracken. MCCRAKEN. Carpenter and Elise W. Spike. SPIESEKE. Have suggest the following principles. First, for the acquisition and improvement of skill, the learning activity must focus on skill development. Skill development will not take place by chance. Second, experience designed to promote growth in skills must be meaningful to the learner. A certain skill must be accepted and important. Third, experiences used in skill development must be geared to the maturation level of the learner. Just as a 5-year-old child cannot usually master the following script with a fountain pen, neither can a junior higher school student be expected to achieve the same degree of skill in synthetic thought as a college professor. Fourth, for the successful learning and retention of skill, repetitive practice is necessary. Reinforcement, REINFORCEMENT, of learning is essential. Fifth, skills should be developed in connection with ongoing activities and not in isolation. Every skill is in the end an integral part of the life of equipment of the citizen. Six, development of different skills should go on simultaneously. There is a gradual and steady growth of all of the parts in the process of education. 7. Evidence of skill development must be sought to change in behavior. The whole purpose of education is to induce an improved behavior pattern. 8. Provision for systematic development of skills must be made through the school program. This is merely to re-emphasize the idea that skills being with mastery of simple, uncomplicated steps and process to more complex and various pattern of activity. This principle is a summary of all the other 7. Psychological consideration for building and developing skills. Mort and Vincent of Columbia University have developed and complete the following 30 psychological rules for building skills. First, one learns when one feels some urge to learn. Second, what a person learns is influenced directly by his surroundings. Third, a person learns quickly and lastingly what has meaning for him. Fourth, when a organism is ready to act, it is painful for it not to act. And when an organism is not ready to act, it is painful for it to act. Fifth, individuals differ in all sorts of ways. Six, security and success are the soil and climate for growth. Seven, All learning occurs through attempts to satisfy needs. 8. Emotional tension decreases efficiency in learning. 9. Physical defects lower efficiency in learning. 10. Interest is an indicator of growth. 11. Interest is a source of power in motivating learning. 12. What gives satisfaction tends to be repeated. What is annoying tends to be avoided. 13. The best way to learn a part in life is to play that part. 14. Learning is more efficient, longer and lasting when the conditions for it are real and lifelike. 15. Piecemeal learning is not efficient. 16. You cannot train a mind like a muscle. 17. A person learns by his own activity. 18. Abundant realistic practice contributes to learning. 19. Participation enhances learning. 20. First-hand experience makes for lasting and more complete learning. 21. General behavior is controlled by emotions as well as by intellect. 22. Unused talents contribute to personal maladjustment. 23. You start to grow from where you are and not from some artificial starting point. 24. Growth is a steady, continuous process and different individuals grow at different rates. 25. It is impossible to learn one thing at a time. 26. Learning is a reinforced when two or more senses are used at the same time. 27. The average pupil is largely a myth. 28. If you want a certain result, teach it directly. 29. Children develop in terms of all the influences which affect them. 30. It has been said that a person learns more in the first 3 years of his life than all the years afterward. Important skills related to economics. First, using reference resources. Second, using text books. Third, note taking. Fourth, note making. Fifth, understanding economic phenomena. Sixth, preparing and reading maps, tables, curves, graphs, etc. Seven, conducting surveys. Eight, participating in discussion, etc. Seven, lesson plan of a skill lesson. Step in skill lesson. First, participation. The mind of the children should be prepared to learn the new skill. They must be motivated. The students should be made to feel the necessity of acquiring the skill. The preparation or introduction may take different forms. First, students may be taken to market or banks, etc. Second, skill work of some experts may be exhibited, exhibited. Third, a model of some good work may be show to students. Second, statement of the aims. The student must know clearly what they are going to learn. Otherwise, they will go groping in the dark and their cooperation will be half-hearted. Third, presentation. The teacher presents the new form of skill. The teacher should give a few instructions to the students so that they may properly watch and observe the demonstration given by him. Sometimes the students may handle the model for close observation. This stage consists largely of observation, listening and seeking S-W-E-K-I-N-G on the part of the student. The teacher is doing things and explaining things. The teacher may give the statements of the rules to be observed in practicing the skill, but they should be brief and should not be many. Fourth, practice. The students will imitate what the teacher has demonstrated before them. This is the most important step and will also take a longer period. The teacher will not remain passive at this stage. He will supervise and guide the practice of each individual. Fifth, correction. It is a sort of representation. The teacher will point out the defects and show the correct way of performing the activity. He may restate the rules. Six, repractice. Then again will come practice, and the students may practice the skill and acquire improvement. The two steps, correction and practice, may be repeated a number of times. 8. Guidelines for teaching and developing skills. The following guideline may be considered in teaching and developing skills. First, the teacher should process the skill with the process to the students to learn. Second, the teacher should identify the factor which determine the pattern of the skill. Third, the teacher should appeal to as many senses as possible in teaching a skill. Fourth, each segment of the class period should have a specified objective, and each student and the teacher should have proper awareness of it. Fifth, repetition is of great value only when it is with conscious direction. Six, in teaching a skill, practice time should be divided into short practice periods. 7. Practices of a skill should be varied before the law of diminishing return appeals. 8. Group practices are useful only for establishing the desirable patterns. 9. Attainable goals should be set for each student. 10. A skill should be developed to the level of automatization. 11. The teacher must lay more stress on the technique rather than the speed. 12. The teacher should not overemphasize testing on skill development. 13. The teacher has to promote a skill through proper demonstration. Mistakes can be avoided not by telling but by demonstrating better way of working and doing. Part 2. Importance of economics in curriculum. Unique importance of economics among social sciences. The importance of the subject of economics is evident from the fact that this is perhaps the only discipline in the social sciences in which a Nobel Prize is awarded. Economics is increasingly used for a broad array, array of decision-making matters within business, government, sector and departments. United Nations Organization and its subsidiary organizations and several other organizations. In development countries, developing countries, the least development countries, people want better civic facilities, educational facilities, defense services. Economists, while studying the way of society uses scarce resources such as land, labor, raw materials and machinery to provide goods and services, analysis their finding to determine cost and benefits of using resources in a particular way. The study of economics encompasses the most effective means of utilizing available resources in virtually every sector, including household management. Study of economics has now assuming great importance as the modern society cannot be comprehended in isolation. It has close links with production, arrangement and distribution of goods and services of a variety of nature, not only national but also international fronts. The study of economics has become all the more important as the modern economics now deal with multifarious socio-economic and financial matters of an individual as well as of a society. It studies systematically and methodically the economic network of society, including agriculture, business, money and banking, international trade, transportation, planning, growth and development. On accounting of such an intimate relationship with nations' developmental aspects, subjects like character accountancy, cost accountancy, operational research, industrial research relations, labor relations, social administration, statistics, sociology, public administration, social work and social welfare with cumulatively contribute to the gross national product have become an integral part of economics. Economists are constantly engaged in analyzing the interpreting a number of economic phenomena occurring at a rapid pace and influencing all aspects of human life. At this critical juncture, economists come forward and contribute subsequently to arrive a decision fairly quickly and intelligently. Practical importance of economy. Gone are the days when economists held that it was not a business or function of economics to solve practical problems as observed by Fraser, F-R-A-S-E-R. An economist who is only an economist is a poor, pretty face. Armchair economists are theoretician do not have a very significant place in a present scenario and especially in case of developing and least development countries or economies. Tugwell, T-U-G-W-E-L-L, Tugwell was very rightly observed that it is only a premature flowering of economics which is responsible for its separation from practical life. Likewise, Watson laments, we spend too much time foregoing theoretical tools and too little time in trying to make practical use of them. As pointed out by Pigou, when we study economics, our impulse is not the philosopher's impulse. Knowledge for the sake and knowledge, but rather the sociologist's knowledge for the healing that knowledge may help to bring. Again, he has observed economics is chiefly valuable neither as an intellectual gymnastics nor as a means of winning through for its own sake, but as a housemaid of ethics and a servant of practice. Economics is useful in finding appropriate solution to economic problems, individual, national and global. It is a science that studies various activities concerning wealth, its consumption, production, its consumption and distribution. Economics develops deep insight to understand economic problems. Economics develop the capability to make a proper use of economic resources. Expertise in economic issues leads to economic and social planning. Economics help to develop a viable economy structure. Economics is very helpful to understanding the working of trade and industry and financial institutions. Economic planners suggest ways and means of increasing national income. Table 1. Classification of importance of economics. First, theoretical importance. A. Increase in knowledge. B. Mental development. First, development of logical skills. Second, development of observational skills. Third, development of analytical skills. Fourth, development of decision-making skills. Second, first, development of broad humanism. Second, development of scientific temper. Second, practical importance. A, importance for individual point of view. B, importance from community or group of national point of view. In importance from individual point of view, first, importance for a householder. Second, importance for worker. Third, importance for the social reformer. Fourth, importance for statesman. Fifth, importance for a political leaders. Sixth, importance for a producer, consumer, businessman, etc. Third, specific importance of economics to students. Specific importance of economics to students in Indian schools. First, economics acquaints the child with the general economic, social and geographical environment of the society. Second, economics in schools help the student to take a keen interest in the ways people live through various socio-economic institutions. Third, the teaching of economics enables the student to recognize what is the undesirable in incoming system and how to get rid of it. Fourth, the teaching of economics develops a broad outlook among students and they become sensitive to the needs of the underprivileged section of society. Fifth, the teaching of economics endeavors endeavors to develop in students the ability and will to participate in a task of the reconstruction of economy and society with a sense of social commitment. Six, teaching of economics aims at developing a faith in a mind of the students in the density of the nation as they learn that if the other nation can achieve a higher standard of life, there is no reason for them to remain backward. Seven, the teaching of economics promotes the value of socialism in students as inspired in our constitution. Eight, the teaching of economics inculcate attitudes and skill or maximization of economic welfare. Nine, the teaching of economics prepares students for a vocation. Ten, the teaching of economics enable the student to become especially efficient individuals. 11. The teaching of economics develop in the student as awareness of make a proper use of natural and human resources. 12. The teaching of economics acquaints the students with the problem of globalization in income economic materials in economic matters. 13. The teaching of economics enable the students to understand the main feature of capitalism, fixed economy and socialism. 14. The teaching of economics is helpful to the students understanding the mechanism of working of financial institution. 15. The teaching of economics enable the student to appreciate a phenomena of interdependence of the various region of country. Thus, it help in the development of values of emotional integration and national unity.